our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to this very special edition of the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. Where I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And I'm awesome.
You're awesome. I'm also awesome. Are you allowed to say you're awesome yourself?
Can
you say that?
I've done it.
No, but are you supposed to? I think you are, right? It's called self-confidence.
I don't know the rules.
So this is a special episode of the podcast. You'll notice it's a bonus episode this week as an apology for the travesty that was Tattoo Face. We will not be talking about any tattoos, facial tattoos, or otherwise on this podcast.
Except for just right now.
Except for right now.
That was kind of cringeworthy,
I think. It was a little cringy.
Yeah.
So we're doing another one to make up for it. This probably won't be as long. It's probably not going
to
be a 45
minute episode. I tried to listen to that podcast, and I had to, like, skip past
it. My sister said she skipped past the episode.
No, I really did. Like,
yeah.
I skipped it. I was like, oh, why don't they just shut up?
Yeah. Yeah. No. So we're sorry about that. So I was thinking today that the desert and the ocean are, like, opposite things, right? Because one's really dry.
And one's wet.
And I've never been in either one.
Yeah, we're going to the desert.
Well, does the sea count as the ocean? Because I've been in that. Like, I swam in a sea before.
What kind of sea?
The Mediterranean one?
That's almost an ocean.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real close.
Because they teach you the oceans in, like, elementary school. There's, like, seven or whatever. But I think that's made up.
The Mediterranean Sea is, like,
it's like a little ocean, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much the ocean.
Okay.
Like, I'll go with as far as saying that's close enough to the ocean. Because there's whales
and shit.
It's
got seaweed,
and
I was afraid of that. So, yeah. I learned my fear of seaweed in the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah, like, and it empties right into the Atlantic.
Yeah, I guess it does.
I guess a bay, would that be an ocean? Like, if you're in, like, the Chesapeake Bay?
I think what about, like, the Hudson Bay? That's not an ocean. It's, like, the middle of the continent.
Well, no, but there's, like, it's all water.
That's because Canada up there's all breaky-uppy. It's all just little tiny islands and stuff.
I mean, the Hudson,
they didn't even go up there.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Nobody's
there. There's nothing to see.
There's 12 people up there, and they all live on salt and whales.
Yeah, and they live there because their ancestors live there.
Yeah, it's not because they want to. It's either that or they don't know any different. Like, nobody ever told them there was something else. There was somewhere else to live. Yeah. So they're just like,
I guess we hunt these seals.
Yeah, so, but I was thinking, no, I don't know if a bay's an ocean. It's part of an,
it's salt water, right?
Right.
A bay is
salt
water.
So if you think of the ocean like the skin of the earth, right, because it covers like a bunch of it, your skin's your biggest organ and it covers you, then I think a bay would be like a tumor. And a sea would be like a wart. Like the Mediterranean Sea.
No. That is incorrect.
What would it be then?
Okay, so the oceans are fed by rivers, right?
Right.
Rivers go into,
so rivers are hair.
No. So if
I like my analogy. I'm trying to make
so
it
So if
work.
Your body is an ocean, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the river is feeding you. The rivers are your mouth. Because that's where you get everything comes from, the rivers, right?
Okay.
And so, like,
what's your blood in that instance?
If you're the blood is the salt.
If you're an ocean, the blood is the salt. I think that's the little bits of blood. What's like the plasma?
I don't know. This is not a perfect metaphor.
I'm trying to.
The fishes are the blood cells.
Does that mean they die?
The fishes.
Is your blood cells pooping you? Oh, there's poop again. It's been a while since we talked about poop.
I don't know. Anyway, what was I saying?
So
a bay is made of salt water, right?
Yeah.
And, like, the Hudson Bay opens up, and it's just, it's all Arctic Sea, or
yeah,
Arctic Ocean
it's
up there.
It's cold, big and cold.
Is it Arctic Ocean?
Arctic.
Arctic or
Are
Arctic?
Are you supposed to, I think I always heard Arctic Ocean, but I think it's probably Arctic. I know it's spelled Arctic, but I always knew it pronounced Arctic Ocean, but it's definitely Arctic
Ocean. Is it an ocean or is it a sea?
Arctic Sea. It sounds, ocean sounds correct there.
Okay.
Geography's not really my strong.
Well, because there's like the Atlantic Ocean, which is on the East Coast.
Yeah, so there's like seven oceans, right? So the Atlantic.
I thought there was five.
Pacific. I don't know. I think they make it up. I think there's like some in-between stuff, right? So there's Atlantic.
There's four oceans.
Arctic Ocean.
There's seven seas.
Pacific Ocean. Oh, that's it. That's
seven
what it is.
Seas and four
and
oceans.
And then the Indian Ocean is one. So those are the ones with ocean on them.
Yeah, Pacific,
the
Atlantic,
seas,
Indian.
What, like
the Caspian Sea.
Yellow Sea. Mediterranean
Ural
Sea.
Sea.
Black Sea sounds right. That sounds like a thing.
Salt Lake Sea.
Sea Superior.
That's the Salt Lake. It's a lake, not a
it's
sea.
It's just a lake. You even just stop after the word lake. You don't even need another word after that.
So it's real late at night.
It's not real late at night.
It's way
Adam
past my bedtime.
Adam thinks that 11 p.m. is late.
It's way past my bedtime.
But I was like, we do our best podcast when you're tired, so I decided to go with that. Anyway, so I was thinking about oceans and deserts because we're going to a desert, and I've never been to a desert, and we were talking about it today, and I was like, what if I get sand in my feet? Is there sand there?
Yeah.
Is there sand in that
desert? It's a desert, yeah.
Is there sand, like, in the city? Is it going to be
blowing
up
dusty.
In my face?
It's real dusty.
Oh, gross. Why don't they, like, wash it?
Because it's everywhere.
What is
the wind
it?
Brings it.
Yeah, take it, put it in the bath.
Well, they do wash it.
Do they?
I mean, they
are they sleep. Are they short on water there? Because I know they're short on water in California. I bet they are in Nevada, too.
Oh, speaking of water in
yeah.
the desert.
Yeah.
The last time I was in Las Vegas, they mm-hmm. had the best water pressure of any
place
I've ever been to.
I'm hoping our hotel.
They have the best. They have the best showers in Las Vegas.
Our hotel. Well, they have to, right? Because
well, they get all their water from the dam.
Yeah, don't
right?
they just
the
I
dam
don't
dam?
Know, probably.
From the dam.
The big old dam.
The Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
It behooves them to get their water from the Hoover Dam.
It behoovers them.
Behoovers.
Do you think that some? I wonder how often a Hoover Dam joke is made in that town. Is it like once every 20 minutes?
Only for the tourists, yeah.
Well, of course only the tourists, like nobody else.
Do you want to go on the dam tour? Right, from the movie?
I bet whoever does the tours, like, makes those jokes, too.
Yeah, because it's corny.
And I'm sure that they hate themselves for saying them. Unless they're, like, old white guys, because old guys love those jokes.
No, like dad jokes.
Have you ever had, like, a tour guide who made really dumb jokes, and you're just like, you say these all day. How do you still laugh at them?
I don't think I've heard any dumb jokes.
Ever? In your
Every
life?
Every joke that I know is amazing.
I know this one joke that this guy tells about water. And how much he can't stop drinking it, and he thinks he's addicted to it.
I have a better
it.
Joke.
Is it?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What does... You can't... Don't answer
I can't
it,
answer it? Okay,
you
well,
say,
I'll,
I don't know what... Okay.
I'll give it... Oh,
Instead
you want me to
just,
pretend I don't know the answer
right,
to the joke that because
it's no fun
to.
When I just say a joke and then you say the answer.
Okay, okay. You're right. You're right.
Because it just... It ruins it.
Well, I will pretend I don't know the answers to all your jokes.
Okay.
Even though I do.
Only for the podcast. You can do it in real life.
Okay.
But it's for the audience. So, audience, I hope you're ready for this joke. It's a good, it's a doozy. All mm-hmm. right. What does a nosy pepper do?
Does he sneeze a lot?
He gets jalapeno business.
Jalapeno business? It's like that dumb nacho cheese. Like, what
it's
do you call cheese that's not yours?
It.
Nacho cheese. It's like that kicked up a bit.
It's a kick. They kicked it up a notch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bam.
I like Emeril. Does he still cook? I think he still
I don't
has
know.
TV shows.
I haven't seen him on TV in a long
time. Well, we don't really have TV. I don't think he has anything on. Oh, I was looking up shows that are by our hotel because I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do on like the days where I don't have anything to do. Because like, I'm going to do very poorly and we're going to have all of Sunday. But you're also going to have like the day mm-hmm. that you're doing drafts that I have to figure out. So I was looking and there's like a, I don't remember what it was called. There's some sort of hotel casino showroom by us. And guess who's playing there?
I can guess anybody?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it is... Oh, this is a toughie.
Because it could be anybody, right?
Right. No, but I get one guess.
You get one guess.
Is it like music? Is it funny?
I'm not giving you any hints.
No hints. No. Okay. My guess is Emo Phillips.
Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
You son of a bitch. So if you don't know about this...
Oh, that felt so good!
If you don't know about this joke, it started from Brian Quinn and Sal Vulcano. And I don't know if they're, if the rest of the crew, did, they're from the Impractical Jokers.
It's a show on, what is it on?
I don't know.
True TV.
But this
or
is
something.
One. This is a game that they play with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to, the rules of the game are you say, guess who I saw, or guess what, this. Mm-hmm. You have to guess a person's name.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't guess, mm-hmm. if you guess wrong, then you lose.
You lose.
So or I win.
The answer is Dave Thomas, founder of Wendy's.
Yeah,
that's the correct answer.
That's the
but
answer.
The key is that you can't do it too often. Like it's been some days since either one of us has mentioned it, so you forgot.
I totally forgot.
Totally forgot.
And you got me.
I
on
was
live.
Reading the whole time too. Like I did. I
and
thought
you
maybe
got
I
me
was
on live podcasting at 11 p.m.
There's proof that I win. Go me!
I won last time, though.
No, but really, I do have to find something to do those days. I wasn't looking anything up, but I really should. Because I don't know.
You know
the
what's
shows
there?
Are so expensive,
you know what's
though.
There? You can go to the pawn shop where they do Pawn Stars.
No, apparently I heard this at work the other day. Apparently the show, like, they use a different pawn shop than the actual one that they own.
Oh.
Because it's, like, not big enough or something for the set.
Oh, they changed it?
No, I don't know.
Because, I mean, I went
that's
to
the
one that was there.
Were the people working there, though?
No, they were in
New York. That's the thing, is I think they don't work at that shop. I think they work at, like, a different shop.
No, I mean, that's the one that's on TV.
And they just film in that shop.
Yeah. No, that's the one that's there, but they were at a convention when I went, like, in New York, doing a thing.
Yeah.
Like, because they were on TV or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like that show
but I
that
saw
much.
That
so,
well, I worked in a pawn shop for 7 years.
You did, and
so that's why I enjoyed it.
I like it more now that since I've been with you, I understand more about pawn shops because it always felt like, oh, your thing's worth $3,000. I'll give you $800, right? Because I didn't understand that there's more to it than because even if it's worth $3,000, they're probably not going to sell it for $3,000, and they need to make profit.
Yeah, yeah.
But, well, they don't really anymore. They have a television show. They don't need to make any
profit
at all.
But they have to, like, you know.
Right.
You still got to do the right business.
Right. It's not a business if you're just taking $50 less and trying to turn it around.
Right, right.
It's not going to work out.
Yeah, because you got to pay rent. Rent's not cheap in Las Vegas.
No, I'm sure it's not.
No, the general way to do it, if anybody's interested in opening a pawn shop, you have to, there's a sweet spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You give someone between 55 to 60% of what you're going to sell it for, or what you expect to sell it for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's if they're doing a loan on the item. So pawning works two ways. Let me start here. So you can either, if you go to a pawn shop and you want to pawn something, that means you just need a loan on the item, like to pay rent or whatever, for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a loan on this, let's say it's PlayStation.
Horrible, by the way. Horrible for, like, the lower class that they have to rely on that sort of thing.
I've had to do it. I had to pawn my guitar
though.
To pay for rent.
It sucks. It shouldn't be that way. But anyway.
But, yeah, but then you just go back and get it, and...
Yeah, but you have to pay more.
Well, you have to pay money to get it back, yeah, but that's how it works. But from the pawn shop side of the thing, if you give someone 60% of the value of an item... That,
you're holding a pen right now. Like,
I am holding
to do
a pen.
It's very exciting.
I just picked up a pen.
I know.
So you give 60% of the value of the item. Say they have a PlayStation 3, or I have no idea what they're worth.
Yes, they were $300. Just call it $300.
We'll say
$300. I know
it's
not even close to $300. But
so 60% of that is what, $180?
$180.
Yeah. So you give them $180 for that PS3, which would be an awesome price. We'll say, yeah, $200 is probably more accurate.
It is.
Give $120.
Okay.
So you're expecting them, they're like, well, I don't want to lose my PS3 for $120, so I'll come back and pick it up and pay the $140 or whatever, the $131,
right.
11% or whatever.
Right.
Anyway, I don't even know what the numbers are. But yeah, so then they come back and pick it up. They got a loan. They got what they needed out of it. You
they got
a
pretty high interest loan.
You
though.
Got $12.
Yeah.
To hold their PS3 for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And that's how you do business.
The pawning doesn't make you as much money, though. It's when they leave their stuff.
No, pawning does more.
Really?
Yeah. Because of all the items that are just sitting in pawn for months and months and months, they pay interest on them every month to keep them in there.
God, that hurts. Oh, it hurts my head. It's sad. Yeah. It makes me sad.
Well, I mean, some people just have to learn to give up on it. You know, if it's something that you need, you know, come back and get it if it's something that
you
don't need.
Well, you get more money to pawn it, right?
No, it's the same.
As selling it?
Yeah.
Oh.
We've always...
You might actually get it back.
Right, right. If someone's going to sell something that's like worth quite a bit, we'll mm-hmm. probably give a little bit more just if they just want to sell it.
Just to make sure that you actually get to have it and sell it again.
Well, or if we know that we want to have it to sell.
Yeah.
We would just give them a little bit more anyway, because then there's a better chance they don't come back for it.
Oh, yeah, because they got enough money up front. They're like, well, that thing wasn't worth any more than that.
Right,
I'll just
right.
leave it.
So if it was like gotcha. Something, if it was like a gold chain that was worth $200, we'd give them like $150.
Some of you guys really want to keep.
Yeah, because gold, you can always, right. you always make a profit on gold.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah. So that's Pawn Shop 101.
Pawn Shop 101. I don't think I could work in a pawn shop. Not in any of the customer-facing part.
Mm.
I could do, like, at one point I was thinking about doing, like, a storage room sort of thing, organizing. I could do that, but I could yeah. never do the customer-facing part. It would make me sad.
Yeah.
It just made me sad. And I
loved
annoyed.
It. I just
you did.
Liked,
you really
I liked,
did.
I liked learning how much stuff was worth. And people knew what they were getting into when they came in. I mean,
right.
that was the point.
Most
of it.
People did.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people.
Well, you explain it to them, too. It's like, look, right. you can do a loan on this. If you want to get it back, we give you a certain amount. If you just want to sell it, you can sell it. That's fine.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, I don't want this anymore. So, you know.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Or I need some cash, but I do want the item. I'll come back for it.
You liked okay. it. You just didn't. You got disenchanted with the particular company you were working with after a while.
The upper management
yeah.
was a little.
Was not working out.
Yeah. The district manager that we had, he was just a jerk.
Not a pleasant gentleman.
Yeah.
To be around.
But I'd love to do that. I wanted to open a pawn shop, but only do like precious metals.
I would never want to work a pawn shop.
No,
I'd
I
much
know.
Rather
I
open a game
would.
Store with you.
Yeah, I think we should open a
game store
bakery.
Bakery, snack stand.
Hot dog house.
No, just snack stand. Like sandwiches.
I'll make
and
Jimmy dogs all day
sandwiches
long.
Sandwiches and cupcakes. That shit would sell so well with gamers. They're all like, what's that? Cupcakes and sandwiches?
Yeah. And hot dogs.
Pizza.
Jimmy dogs.
We're gonna make hot dogs. They're too messy.
You
nobody,
them,
no.
They have little
though.
Paper things you put them in. So
I know
they don't
that,
get messy.
But when you're eating them, like they're gonna be messy,
yeah,
and
messy.
That's not convenient for yeah. gamers. They gotta have something.
They gotta have a solid,
contained
like a
or
sandwich.
Easy to eat. Yeah, like a sandwich or a slice of pizza is easy to eat. A
yeah,
chili dog.
I think pizza's messier.
Messier than like a chili dog? No, the chili's getting everywhere. It's getting everywhere.
That's possible.
It is. It's probable.
I think that it would. I mean, they're. How about just a bakery? Make cakes.
Oh, I can make, like, pasties. Like, all rolled up into one thing. Yeah, hand pies. Yeah. Pie. Sandwiches.
I like pasties because they have rutabagas in them. I'm a big fan of rutabagas.
You like rutabaga?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like rutabaga. Do I like rutabaga?
Yeah.
Have I had it?
Yeah. It's
when
a roasted root vegetable.
Oh, I guess I do.
It's the big one.
They cover them in, like, wax or something, right?
Yeah.
They always look real, like...
You just got to cut the wax off.
A little
off
flaky.
Of them. Yeah.
A little gross.
You cut the wax off and then you cut them off. It's like a milder turnip.
Okay. They put wax on more foods than most people realize. Like most people don't understand that the apple they're eating has wax on it or their cucumber.
It's food grade wax.
Yeah, it is.
You're allowed to eat
it. It's a very light wax so that when they ship stuff to us from other continents, it stays good until it gets here.
Yeah.
Because we need to have all the foods all the time.
Did we want to make this a full-length episode or just a partial episode?
I mean, longer than this.
Well, okay. Well, I didn't know. I wasn't sure because I know we have...
Well, full-length lately has been like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we have
maybe
like...
a little less than
we
that.
Have a limited space on our...
We're okay on space, I think, for now.
We are.
At
I
least
know
for
that.
For an amount of an episode. We go off.
No, I know. I was just telling the listeners that we have limited space on our server because we're poor.
Yeah.
So if you do want us to put out more episodes, you can give us like
yeah, we have a donate like, button on our podcast page at ahapodcast.com.
Yeah, you can donate some PayPal money.
Yeah,
or
just a couple bucks.
I was gonna set up a Patreon thing.
We're
but
not setting up a Patreon.
I don't think that'll work.
I don't think it will work
because we have like four or five.
We have like four listeners, and they're all our friends, and friends feel weird about giving you money.
Yeah. It's all right, but if you want us to put out more podcasts or longer podcasts. You can donate a couple bucks, and we'll
yeah.
use it to go towards
the podcast
the fees for the website.
The website that we're using, we use Podbean. It's okay. Yeah. I don't love it, but I think they changed their fees since we signed up. I think we got grandfathered into the plan we're on because I don't think it's available anymore. And the next ones up are incredibly expensive.
Oh
so.
Really?
Yeah, like a lot more than what we're paying. Mm. So if you want us to do more, you're really gonna have to show it. With your money.
Show me the money.
I'm at Only Obsessed on Twitter. Adam is at
I love black people.
Oh, well, nope. No.
What, did you see that movie?
Yes, I've seen it. Just, no.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but quoting out of context is never really a good idea at all.
I don't understand.
We didn't get shot, but some people in Grand Forks got shot.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for those people. If anybody was reading the news and saw that people got shot, it wasn't us.
Yeah.
So we're still
But it was at Walmart down the street.
It was at Walmart. It's only like not even a mile from us.
Yeah, it's right next. It's like the next block over.
No, it's
from
like
our
it's
grocery
like a mile
store.
From us. Like I think
it's
about
the next block over from the grocery store.
Yeah,
we go to.
It's luckily we never go to Walmart, especially not at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Tragic though. Not cool, but we're okay.
Yeah,
we're alive. We didn't know anybody who was involved. Never even heard of them.
I don't know. I don't know who the people were that got shot.
They released the shooter's name, but we don't need to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
anyway.
Not...
Yeah. It was just
shitty
news.
Yeah. So I just want to let everybody know that we are still alive.
Not dead.
Not dead. Still alive. Still okay.
And no one we know is dead.
Yeah. That's always good. Well, I mean, I know people who are dead, but not from that.
Right.
From like
I mean,
other
I don't,
stuff.
I don't
like,
know them anymore because
getting old.
I
mean, I guess I knew people who are dead. How does that go? Well, because when you...
You remember
when you
them.
Knew, yeah, I guess that's it. I remember people who are dead now.
Yeah, I remember that there were people around that aren't anymore.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Anyway, we got real grim.
Yeah, that went downhill quickly.
Hey, do we have a snack?
Hold on. My God, oh, shoot.
I have a pear.
No.
It's one of my favorite fruits.
There's got to be another snack.
We have honey nut.
There's cheese. A granola nut. Bar. You haven't even tried those, I don't think.
What is it?
The Hickory Smoked granola bars.
Oh, your weird. Like,
yeah, they're savory
granola
bars.
All right, well, do you want to eat that now, though?
Well, sure. I'll eat anything. I don't care.
I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna look for it.
There's other stuff maybe in the fridge. I made like a red curry food for dinner, but it's not really a snack. It's more of a food.
We have some teriyaki sauce.
I don't think you can just eat teriyaki sauce. Thank you, Adam, for your suggestion.
We
do. We don't have old hard-boiled eggs, and you
threw them away.
Yeah. It's up to you if you don't find anything else.
Do they know what pears are like?
I think they know what pears are, honey. I mean, we all know what pears are, but.
Do they know what pears are?
Are you looking in the baking cupboard? Maybe there's something there. There's like chocolate chips. I don't think that's gonna work out.
Yeah, there's these. Oh, that's all made of sugar.
Yeah, it's all going to be sugar
in
there.
Maybe no snack today. We're not prepared.
Maybe no snack. Did you ever figure out what your other top three was?
How about some sultanas?
Yeah, right. We got raisins. Yellow raisins. Golden raisins.
They're called sultanas?
I do not like regular raisins. I think they are gross and also disgusting.
Golden raisins taste exactly the same as other raisins.
And also gross and disgusting. No, golden raisins are less dry. Regular raisins are super dry, and they're not as strong.
They taste just like raisins.
No, they don't at all.
They're sweeter, I think.
They're sweeter. Regular raisins get a little bitter.
Real sugar.
And dry, but these aren't as dry. They're good.
So, I made a spreadsheet for my game. And
oh,
it's
your
super,
Final Fantasy
it's
game
super complicated.
Playing. You also made a spreadsheet for me for the Magic Tournament thing.
I did. I don't know. I don't think you're allowed to, like... use outside resources when you're constructing a deck.
Really?
You can ask a judge.
We'll ask a judge when we get there.
And be like, I'm new at this, and my husband made me this thing, and I just want to know if it's okay if I look at it to help me build the deck.
I don't know why. I don't understand. Like, I can't think of a reason in my head why it wouldn't be okay.
Right.
Can you?
Just, like, outside help, I don't know. It seems a little shady, but I don't know.
Well... But I mean, if you're doing like a standard anything, you're gonna get outside help.
Yeah. No, I get you. I mean, I just say just that we'll ask a judge and see what they say.
There's nothing stopping you from getting the person next to you to help you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But remember that when you register your deck, you have to use that deck at game one of every game.
Right. I know. That's why I'm worried.
Right.
So I don't know what I'm doing at all.
Yeah. It always turns out that when I'm playing. Like, I realize that I built my deck wrong,
and I
change
it
out.
For number two.
Every game, too, I switch it out, but, you know.
You just have to hope
you
win the game, too.
I think the last time I did that, or since the last time, I've gotten better at building the correct deck.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'll have to switch out. There might be, like, two or three cards I switch out after every game, but it won't be, like, a whole color or anything like that.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited about our trip.
I'm excited too. I'm nervous because I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. You gotta practice.
But I'm excited. Yeah, we have one more day to practice. How much is one day really going to
help me? I've been practicing.
okay, yeah, I know you have, but you already know what's going on with the game. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got, it's like all foggy. It all looks like just nothingness.
Well,
to me, so.
The worst case scenario, you just get a bunch of packs of Modern Masters.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not mad about that.
Mm-hmm. And you get to play some Magic against some people.
And I get to go there, and it'll be fun.
Yeah.
No, I'm not upset about that, and I know you really wanted to do this too, so
yeah.
I'm kind of a lot doing this for you.
Yeah, well, it was your idea.
I know, because I wanted you to be happy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that we get to go do this.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been to a Grand Prix since 2000.
Early 2000s?
Yeah. When I lived in Sioux Falls, we went to one in Minneapolis.
Well, it hasn't been... You lived in Sioux Falls for a while, though.
I lived in Sioux Falls since 2004, 2005.
Okay, so you probably went in 05 or 06.
Yeah, probably around there.
Was it before you had Zoe?
I don't know.
You don't know? No idea.
It was sometime when I lived in the Midwest.
Well, it's been a decade now, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh
my god, it was so warm today. It wasn't Midwesty at all. It was warm and not windy.
It was 82 degrees?
Yeah, it was hot. But it wasn't North Dakota because it wasn't windy. It was very weird because 8 days ago it snowed.
Yeah.
And then you may remember us talking on the podcast about that it snowed because that's silly.
Yeah, it snowed.
But then it was 82 today, so that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gully left on Saturday.
Oh yeah, Gully's on vacation. Happy vacation, Gully.
He's on, like, a leave of absence.
He's on away forever.
Well,
we miss
you.
I
think 6 weeks.
It's been, like, days already.
I know. I don't have anybody to play test with now.
Gully, come back.
Are we going to do D&D?
We miss you, Gully. Come back. You're my only friend.
I'm your friend, right?
Oh, you're my only friend in Grand Forks that I'm not married to.
Okay, that's...
You're not. I have, like, one other friend, but I never talk to her, so you're my only friend. Gully, come back!
That's sufficient,
I have friends in the other parts of the world, but I can't, like, directly, like, text them.
I can't get to my other friends.
Yeah. They're all far away, because we live here for some reason.
I don't really have any friends in Fargo.
No, you have people you worked with in Fargo. I don't really have any friends in Fargo either. Any friends I once upon a time did have in Fargo, they don't live in Fargo
anymore.
Yeah,
I didn't hang out with anybody when we lived in Fargo.
It's pretty much just my sister that I know in Fargo and her friends.
I mean, I knew a lot of people there, but I didn't hang out with anybody.
You didn't really. We went to like Easter and like a New Year's party?
Right, but I mean, that was just people at work.
Yeah.
But I guess my friends now are people that I work with.
Yeah, it's situational friends.
Well, I think the big difference is that I go to the game store here.
Right, you do.
So I know people from there, and they're like, and I hang out with them.
Yeah, you didn't go to the game store at all.
Yeah, I didn't go in Fargo. It was just in a weird part of town, all the way on the other side.
Well, we weren't playing physical Magic at that point either. You were playing online.
Yeah, there was a catalyst. Someone just sent me a big box of Magic cards. And reignited the spark.
Ugh, now I can't make them. I can't get them to put them away.
They're away.
They're mostly organized. Yeah, there's some select piles on your desk.
Well, this one is not sorted yet because I'm not done with it.
Oh.
This is all the Modern Masters I have.
Oh,
that's
all the new ones that you have.
And then once we come back, I'll sort them all together. And
did you tell the podcast audience which expensive cards you pulled that I opened?
Oh,
on Friday
from my prize pack.
From
yeah,
prize
I did.
Pack.
I did a draft on
Friday night.
And I went. It was four rounds, and I went 3-1, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I lost, I think, the second round, and then I won the other three.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I got two prize packs, which is awesome, because they're, like, $12
each. Yeah, they're more expensive than a regular Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, well, they should be $10, but the stores sell them for $12.
Right, because they can, and people will pay it.
Because they're the only place around that's selling them.
Yeah.
And we got, I got a Spellskite,
mm-hmm.
and then a foil Leyline of Sanctity, which is, together, they're about $55-$60.
Yeah, so they paid for your draft.
Yeah, plus an extra $20.
It's pretty cool. My mom turned 50 on Saturday. She's real old. That's not really old. It feels weird. My mom doesn't feel like she should be that old. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how old 50 is, though. I feel like when I think of people who...
She's twice as old as you.
Yeah, just about. Just a little bit under.
Yeah. She's as old as you are when you were had...
No, she had me at 24.
24. Oh, because, I don't know.
Would have been, like, last year-ish where we passed that halfway mark. But
oh, whatever.
Yeah. So, I don't know how old people who are 50 look, but I don't feel like that's what my mom looks like. But, I mean, I've... seen her my whole life, so I guess she just looks the same.
One of the things that I noticed when I get older is that old people don't look as old anymore.
I know, it's weird, right? Like, I used to think people in their 20s and 30s were, like, adults.
Except for, like, my friends from back home. They look like old people.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're all old now.
They're not old. They just have kids.
I just know them from when I was when they were young and I was young.
Right.
And now when I went back there and they're just all old.
It's still strange for me to see people that I went to high school, like that I graduated with, having kids, and I'm just like, oh, you're having a kid. Oh man, you're ruining your life. And then I remember they're 26, and that's the correct age to have kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm not supposed to be mad that you're having kids anymore. Like when you were 18, it was like, oh, ruined your life. But when you're 26,
I mean, your life is still pretty much ruined.
No, I know, but but when you're 26, that's like the time when you're supposed to be doing that. Like yeah. I can't.
Well, I mean, technically, you're supposed to start having about 13 or 14.
Right. Like, well, I can't discriminate against them.
Like, naturally, that's how that's supposed to work.
I can't be like, ugh, you're terrible. You couldn't even bother to not have kids when you were in high school, because they're not even close to in high school. Yeah. They're not even close.
They didn't have high school back when people started. They're supposed to have
kids. They've had high school for a long time.
No, but I mean, when people started?
Well, when people started. I thought there was more to that sentence I was cutting off, but you meant when people started.
Yeah, they didn't have high school. So
when exactly do you think people started?
When?
Yeah.
Well, in the Bible it says
6,000 years.
No,
young earth.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't.
I think it's some number of thousands of years ago.
I don't think there's like a set point where people started, though. We just kind of slid in there, right, from something else.
Right. Well, there are different tribes, like but there's not going to be and the Neanderthals and stuff like that.
Right, but there's not going to be a point at which you say this is the first time it's a person.
Right. Well, right? That's like the missing link kind of thing.
No, but it's still evolution. Like, there's never a point where you're like, this person who was born is the first one we're gonna call a person.
Right. It's like the chicken. It's the chicken and the egg.
Okay. It's not really.
Just, there's no point where you say it's like, well, like 100 years ago,
you know what?
It was an ape.
I know for sure that by Aristotle, it was people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
I think Aristotle was the first people.
Once they start writing, then they're people.
Let's forget that there were ancient Chinese and Egyptian people just for thousands of years before Aristotle.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend that Aristotle's
Yeah, I don't know. I think the Greeks came from the Atlanteans, right?
Like Atlantis?
Yeah.
Like they breathed underwater?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Isn't that what the... I'm not saying it was aliens.
No,
but it was Atlantean.
But how did they come up with pyramids separately?
I don't know. I'm not saying it was aliens.
That's one of the alien theories, is like, well, there's pyramids on multiple parts of the earth. How did they ever come up with that? Like, maybe it's just structurally sound.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was aliens. But it was
you
aliens.
Need bigger hair for that.
Yeah, I just
you cut
I don't
your
have
hair
any
all
hair.
Off. We yeah. talked about the ticks. You cut your hair off. Oh, no ticks. Update, tick update. No ticks.
No ticks found.
No more ticks. We're assuming that there's no more ticks.
There were too many ticks.
I found out today, you didn't bother to tell me before, that you'd never seen a tick before.
Yeah.
Found that out on our walk to Target today.
They were big-ass ticks.
You've never
ticks.
Seen a tick. And I didn't know that about you. Because it never occurred to me that someone like wouldn't ticks. Have seen a tick. You grew up in, like, areas with woods
and
stuff,
right? Yeah, but I didn't
stuff,
go outside.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, I guess I did go in the woods, but there was no...
There were ticks. You just didn't get it.
They just weren't on me.
Yeah.
Bugs didn't like me so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you, like, one of those people who doesn't have to worry about mosquitoes biting
no,
them?
No. The mosquitoes bit the fuck out of me.
Oh, okay. It's just ticks didn't like you?
Ticks didn't. They just never grabbed my pants. I got a bunch of those, like, those plants that, like, grab onto your socks.
Oh, those are the worst. And you gotta, like, pull them out.
It's, like, the worst, like, when you're out in the woods and then you, like, get those and then you step in a puddle and then your socks all wet and covered
is that
in birds. Yeah. Or
that's
like, you're walking through a swamp and then you just, like...
That's never happened to me.
That's
we didn't have swamps.
That's
have
a squishy
swamp.
Noise.
Do you know where I grew up? We didn't have swamps.
Yeah, there's it gets swampy.
We did
back
have
there.
Birds, though.
That's where the huckleberries live.
I didn't like it when you got one, like, between your sock and your shoe. Like, right in that little crevice.
Mm.
And then, like, you're too busy walking to stop and pick it out, and you're just going to get another one in 5 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, those things just suck. Birds are dumb.
So I saw so much wildlife this week.
You did! You've seen so many bunnies!
I think it's the same bunny I keep seeing. Because he gets a little bit bigger every time.
How quickly do bunnies grow? I don't think it's measurably.
They probably grow pretty fast.
You think so?
Yeah, because in like early spring.
I think maybe it's just multiple bunnies.
Early spring, they're really tiny, and then they get a little bit bigger every day.
I think it's multiple bunnies. I'm a multi-bunny theory person.
You're a multi-bunny?
Yeah.
Well, I saw two. One was the mama bunny, and it was big, like
regular
size.
No, I think there's probably multiple baby bunnies.
Yeah.
It seems likely to me.
But they'd all be about the same size, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they're growing up.
You'd think so, unless the one's the runt, right? Unless the one's the runt.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I see a smaller bunny than the one I saw today...
Then you'll know.
Then I'll know.
Then you'll know it's two. I don't remember how
but
big
I feel
they
like,
are.
I feel like bunnies would... If they're born at the same time, they would generally grow at the same rate.
Yeah. Did you ever see a baby bunny? Like a baby
yes.
bunny? They look weird.
I caught it.
Like, was it like little, like almost hairless bunny? Oh my god, you guys, he's showing me like 4 inches. Like a 4-inch bunny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
My brother was there.
Oh my god.
I caught it. Like, it was out, it was like against the wall, and I was like, oh, a bunny, and I picked it up.
Uh-huh.
And then it yelled, it went,
yeah, they scream.
He was real
bunnies
sad.
Scream.
And I looked at him and he was real upset. And then I took him home.
You didn't put him back. He was upset. You're like, oh, I better take him.
Yeah, but I got
to
take care of him.
I know how to take care of a bunny at
all. I didn't.
I know you didn't.
And then I put him in a box and he jumped real far out of it. And he like hid in the corner of the room behind the bedpost.
Uh-huh.
And I had to like move the bed out to get at him.
Uh-huh.
And it was a giant bunk bed.
Yeah. Did you let him go? Or?
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah. He probably died because you took him away from his mom and he was probably still drinking mom's milk.
I put him back like an hour and a half later.
Did you put him back where you found him?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's okay.
Yeah.
You're probably fine. I figured you just let him out, like, just outside. You're just
like,
well,
go,
all outside is the
no,
same.
No, it was only a block away where I found him.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Don't try to take care of a bunny. You don't know how.
Yeah.
First step, cage.
Yeah, well, I didn't have one, okay?
Yeah.
No, I had a hermit crab. We had a box that was made for our hermit crabs.
Uh-huh.
It was just
yeah,
a
hermit crabs
box.
Don't jump, so you don't really need
yeah, there was
they
like
do
a...
climb, though.
Yeah.
We found our hermit crabs, like, on the top of their...
Yeah, baby
the first,
bunny.
First thing that they had. Well, that's a lovely story. I like baby bunnies.
I had baby ducks, too.
Oh.
They were awesome.
I'm sure they were.
I didn't name the bunny. Or I might have, but I forgot. But
like
I had the ducks for a while.
Bunny.
I had a duck named Leonard.
It's a good name for a duck.
Yeah. And then my brother had one named Bruce.
Lenny Bruce?
Leonard and Bruce were the ducks.
That's a person.
No, I know. But it was
Leonard's a better duck name than Bruce, I think.
Leonard and Bruce were the ducks.
I think it's a better duck name.
And they were, like, Leonard was yellow, and then Bruce had, like, some black spots on him.
Oh, did
like
he?
Like, darker spots.
Oh, he's, like,
yeah.
Like flecked. Whatever, that's cool.
And he was a little bit, he was more compact, and, like, he was more orange. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember my ducks.
Yeah.
And then one day I came home, and they were gone.
Oh.
And then my granny took them to the farm.
Uh-huh. Did you have duck soup that night?
No.
Oh, good.
No, we went and saw them.
Oh, she actually took them to a farm?
Yeah.
That's not a thing people ever do. It's like, well, I took your dog to the farm, which is really code for I took it out back and shot it. Or something.
No.
That's a thing,
we
right?
We saw them.
Oh, I believe you.
And they were full ducks.
Yeah, because the baby ducks grow into full-on ducks. Mm-hmm. If you take care of them and feed them right. What did
they
ducks
just lived
eat?
Outside.
What did you feed them?
We had like duck food. It was like cream of wheat almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe it just was cream of wheat.
It could be. But they were real happy and they had little bills.
Uh-huh.
And they bite like that. It didn't hurt because the duck bill.
What did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
Put it on my beak.
Put it on my bill.
Put it on my beak.
Our workplace has these little sheets of information in the bathroom, so while you poop, you don't feel sad and bored.
The hot sheet in the hot seat.
And that was the joke. They put jokes on
it. I think
on
they
it.
Should put my jalapeno business joke on there.
You should suggest that they do that.
I don't know how to do that.
You do it on the social networking site
that
we have.
You do it. You know it better than me.
The joke?
Yeah.
It's an easy joke.
No, but I mean, you do that. You put it on the thing. I just don't know where it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't
anyway.
Matter.
I
had another thing that I wanted to say. Oh, we get to fly, and I'm afraid of flying. And I'm probably not even going to get to sit by you.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I'm sorry. We can ask if the guy next to me wants to switch.
Nah, nobody ever wants to switch. Well, we might be in different parts of the plane entirely.
The plane's going to be like a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be big, I think.
No, I mean like a bus. Have you seen a bus?
Yeah.
That's what the planes look like when they go like
just I've from city to city. I've been on a plane before.
Yeah, it's
I've
like a bus.
I've been on a lot of
it's
planes.
It's not that. It's not that different. Like people you could just say, "Hey, would you mind switching?"
They don't want to switch that usually that much. It's like a thing that happens less and less. Because people, like, especially people who already reserve their seat, they pay money to reserve that seat, and then they don't want to feel pressured to switch seats.
Right, well, if you don't want to sit by me, that's fine.
I do want to sit by you.
Well, then we'll
I
ask.
Do.
Then we'll ask the person
to.
If
well,
they
we might
switch.
Even get to sit by each other. When we check in, we get assigned
no,
seats.
No, I understand, but if not, we can ask this person next to us, would you mind switching?
We could have paid, like, an extra $50 a ticket or whatever
to
pick seats. Yeah, no. I thought it was dumb.
If we don't sit next to each other, we'll ask the people. Or we might even just be, like, on a bant knee.
Yeah.
And I could just look at you.
I'm just nervous, is all.
Bring a book. It's going to be, like, a 3-hour flight, maybe.
I know. I don't think I can read on planes. I've tried.
Yeah.
I might have to, like, watch a movie or video or
put your headphones on and listen to a podcast.
No, my headphones are at work.
Why?
Because that's where I leave them. Because I don't ever use them at home. What am I using headphones for at home?
Well, I use all the
That's
time.
Fine. I have to go into work tomorrow to pick up a package. I bought some dresses for our trip. I bought a dress and a skirt, and I'm really hoping it makes it because the last tracking that was updated was at 12:55 p.m. today, and all it said was origin scan. Like,
oh,
it made the
bad.
Label.
That's bad.
And there's been nothing since then, and it's FedEx.
That's always bad.
Yeah. So I don't have any confidence that I will have
Is
that
Is it one-day
shipping?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll get your shipping
I'll get my $8
your,
back
and
my
and
extra month
extension.
Of Prime. Because extra month of Prime.
Yeah.
Thanks, Amazon. Or FedEx might get it to me tomorrow, and then I'll be happy.
Yeah, so if you get an order from Amazon and they don't get it to you on time, they'll give you a free month of Amazon Prime if you have it.
Yeah. I think I've had that happen to me once. I think I've got an extra month of Prime. They're like, here, have an extra month of Prime. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that extra month of Prime. My thing was late.
Yeah. So, and also, Amazon Prime is pretty awesome.
Amazon Prime is amazing. We're not getting paid to say this.
Oh, but we are getting paid. We have a sponsor.
Oh, we do have a sponsor. You're
yeah.
right. I
yeah.
forgot that we have a sponsor. It was, what is it called? It's like a Blue Label Key.
Blue Label Key. So I can't believe that I have, hold on, let me see the copy here. I can't believe that I've lived this long without Blue Label Key.
Blue Label Key, it's a product, it's sold in stores, sold online and in stores, and it works with iPhone. I think it's just iPhone, right?
iPhone, they, iOS. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I should check the copy. I want to make sure we're getting the right information.
Yeah, it's iPhone and iPad.
An iPad.
Yeah, but it works
Oh, no, it's iPod Touch, too, so it's just iOS, I guess.
Yeah, iOS.
Okay.
So it's the best thing you're ever gonna you didn't even know you needed it until now.
Yeah. So I think it has the new lightning pin connector though.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to have the newer one.
Yeah.
You can't have one of like an old Well, have all the iPads always had that, or did the first iPads?
The iPads. No. Yeah. They had the old one. The iPad Mini was the first batch of them had the lightning cable.
Can I say something? That lightning cable is so much better than the original
yeah,
cable
it really
was.
Is.
It's
like you
terrible.
Don't have to squeeze the sides of it to pull it out.
Yeah, or if you don't have the one that squeezes the sides, you don't have to feel like you're gonna ruin it.
And it's awesome because like USBs, everyone knows the problem with USBs is you put it in, it doesn't work, and then you flip it around, it doesn't work, and then you flip it back, and sometimes it works third time.
The lightning cable is
it's reversible.
It's just, reversible.
But anyway, this is not a commercial for lightning cable.
No, it's not a commercial for lightning cable. It's a commercial for Blue Label Key. So the Blue Label Key has a lightning connector. So you want to make sure that you have an iOS device that has the lightning connector.
And you need a USB port on your computer as well.
Your computer needs a USB port.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just plugs directly in and there you go. You're done.
Yeah, you're set.
It's super easy, super fast. You're going to have no idea how you ever lived without this.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
Blue Label Key.
Blue Label Key. They only gave us 15 cents
yeah,
to say that.
Yeah, 15 cents to say that. We're hoping they give it to us. They'll probably review the ad first.
Yeah.
But Blue Label
Key. I mean, I'd read it exactly as it said on the paper. Blue Label Key.
Yeah.
You never knew you could live
so
without
we don't,
it.
So we don't have like a discount code or anything for it, but like seriously, get one. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
They're honestly great.
Tell them AHA sent you.
Tell them AHA sent you. I don't know who you'd tell because you just buy it
in
store
you just
online.
Buy it on Amazon.
Just tell your cashier when you check out with it.
Yeah.
You can find it in the electronics section around the cell phone accessories.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, that was our sponsor. I think we have run longer than I wanted to. Hopefully we don't run out of any room. So,
all right, we'll have a...
If we do, we'll just delete Monday's podcast and pretend it never happened.
Yeah, because that was a travesty.
That was too bad. All right.
And if you got it, it's a special hidden episode.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.